Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Good morning, everyone. I'm having trouble with my computer. If anyone can hear me, can you call me on my cell phone? The number is 504-931-7399. My computer is not booting up this morning, so someone call me at home. Let me know you hear me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we adore you. We bless you this morning. We praise you. We honor you. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you for what you've done on Bible Storyland and what you're going to do. We bless your holy name today, Lord God. We honor you. We praise you. We bless you, oh God. Hallelujah this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good morning, Kara. Are you on?
Yes.
Okay, I'm having trouble with my computer. It won't even boot up this morning, so I think I'm going to have to, you know, stop the show because I can't get it going. Yeah, so I'm just going
to ask.
Huh? Okay. Can anyone hear me this morning? If you hear me this morning, call me at 504-931-7399. My computer is locked. Can't get it going this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we adore you and we bless you. We thank you this morning for what you're doing on Bible Storyland. Have your way this morning, oh God. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Have your way, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way. Have your way this morning, oh God. Have your way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have your way this morning, Lord God. Have your way, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If anybody can hear me, call me at home on my cell phone, 504-931-7399. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Sister G. We're on.
Okay, I can't even get my computer booted up to start the show. I don't know what's wrong with my computer. It's not starting.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm just going to cancel the show because I've been trying for the last 30 minutes.
Okay.
I'll let y'all know, you know, I got to get my computer fixed.
Hello?
Yes,
ma'am. Did you cut it off?
No, yeah, I cut it off. I started, I unplugged everything. I did everything I know how to do. I'm going to have to call, the people who work on my computer.
Okay.
I'm going to have to shut it down this morning.
Okay.
But thank you. I'll call you soon and let you know when we're going to do it again. We'll probably do it next Saturday. Hopefully I'll get it fixed by then.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you.
God bless you too. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Anyone on this morning? Can't get the computer going? Give me a call at 504-931-7399.
Thanks.
Gloria Jean? Gloria Jean? Hello? Hallelujah. Father, we adore you and we bless you. I can't get my computer started this morning, so can't do the show. Anyone on, Call me at home, 504-931-7399. Call me back. Gloria Jean? Yeah, but I can't see you all on the computer to let you all on live. Yeah, that's what it is. I can't get anybody on live because my computer won't start. So it would just be me talking the whole show. Huh? Okay, so I'm just going to cancel it for now. I'm going to work with the computer. If it comes up, I'll call you back. Thank you. Bye-bye. Good morning. Anybody on Bible Story Land, give me a call at home. My computer will not boot up. So call me at 504-931-7399. And keep praying that my computer will work properly. It's not working this morning. Don't know what's wrong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we adore you and we bless you this morning. We honor you this morning. We thank you this morning for what you're doing and what you're going to do. If anyone's on Bible Story Land, if you can hear me, call me at 504-931-7399. Can't get my computer booted up this morning, so give me a call. Give me a call at home. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord.
I'm calling in right now.
No, guess what? Hello?
What?
My computer won't start. I can't get it booted up so I can start the show.
Bless your heart. Bless your heart.
Yeah, so I've been praying. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go ahead and cancel, and I'm going to have to, you know, get the technician to look at my computer this week.
Okay. But, that sounds fine. We have had a week of celebration. We started Wednesday night with a pre-installation service. We have had some wonderful services. Oh, my goodness.
Amen. Yeah, because I called you and left you a message. I said, well, they must be busy. They ain't calling back yet. Okay, thank you.
Okay, baby. God bless you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, now next week is Children's Day, right?
Yes.
Okay, all right. We'll be ready.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Love you. Bye-bye. Bible Story Land, call me up. 504-931-7399. Had trouble with my computer. Call me up. Lori Dean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I got it up now. You want to come back on?
It's on?
Yeah, it's on.
Okay.
Well,
I hit one.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay.
All right. Karen, are you on? Karen? Karen, are you on?
Yeah.
Karen. Okay, it my computer came up now, so I'm calling people.
I'm here.
Tell them we're back on. Hold on.
Great, I'm here.
Okay. Hello? Jackie?
Yes. Yes. Good morning.
We had trouble this morning getting online, so I had, canceled it, but I'm going to start it back in a minute. Can you go ahead,
okay.
Karen, can you go ahead and play a song? I'm going to call people up and so they can get back on, okay?
Yeah, that way.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Sister G.
Huh?
We're on.
Okay. I see you now.
Okay.
Hey, we got the computer working. You want to come back on?
Okay. I'll call in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hallelujah. We serve a great Lord God Almighty, mighty in the heavens, mighty in the earth. Oh, Lord, we just praise you and thank you this morning for what you did on Bible Story Land. We just praise you and thank you this morning. Go ahead, Karen. Bible Story Land. God is faithful. Had lots of problems with the computer, praying, starting on the computer at 8:30 this morning. Ah, but it wouldn't work. But I tell you what, thank God for you all's prayers, and I was praying diligently. And the Lord, our prayers. Karen, could you put your foot phone on mute? The little dog. Your little dog is barking in the background. So we thank the Lord this morning for what he's done. Lord, we adore you and we bless you. We honor you this morning. We thank you that you are King and Lord. And we thank you for allowing us to be flexible, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, because you are flexible, God. You are the God who cares about us. If it had not been for you on our side, we would not be able to move or operate without you, Lord God. So, Father, we thank you for showing up and showing yourself mighty this morning. What a mighty God you are. And, Father God, we thank you for breaking off our lives, any limitations and restrictions placed on us by evil spirits in the name of Jesus. We bind and cast out the python spirit, constrictor spirits in the name of Jesus. Bless us indeed, Lord God, and Lord, your coats. Let your hand be with us and keep us from evil, O God, in the name of Jesus. O God, cast out our enemies and enlarge our borders, O God. Lord, you promised to enlarge our borders, and we thank you, Lord God. Enlarge our hearts so that we can run away, run in the way of your commandments, O God. In the name of Jesus, Father, our mouth is enlarged over our enemies. Enlarge our steps so we can receive your wealth and prosperity. We receive deliverance and enlargement for our lives. O God, Lord, you shall increase us more and more and our children. Let your kingdom and your government increase in our lives, and let the increase, O God, let us increase in knowledge and wisdom about you, O God. O Lord, bless us and increase us, O God. Let us increase exceedingly Let us increase with the increase of you, O God. Let us increase and abound in love. Increase our greatness and comfort us on every side. In the mighty name of Jesus, let us increase in wisdom and stature, O God. Let us increase in strength and confound our adversaries. In the name of Jesus, let your grace and favor increase in our lives. In the name of Jesus, let your word increase in our lives. In the name of Jesus, your holy word, bless us in all our increase. Let our giving and tithes increase, Lord God. Let our latter end be in greatly increase. Let us grow in grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. We will flourish like a palm tree and grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Let our faith grow exceedingly in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you this morning. We bless and honor you. We thank you for your word. Truly your word is holy. Truly your word is great in the heavens and great in the earth. You are greatly to be praised. We honor you this morning. Oh, God, we honor your holy presence. And, Lord, we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your faithfulness. You are truly faithful. Faithful, Lord God. You are faithful. You are a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. So we thank you this morning, oh, God. And, Lord, your word in Psalms 99 says, the Lord reigneth. Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubim. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. And thou dost establish equity. Thou executed judgment and righteousness. In the name of Jesus, exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool. For he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They called upon the name of the Lord, and he answered them. We called upon the name of the Lord this morning, and you answered us, O God. O Lord, you spake to them in the cloudy pillars. They kept your testimony and your ordinances that you gave them. You answered them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them in the name of Jesus, and though thou took vengeance on their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy. I thank you that you are a holy God, a righteous God, and a mighty King. Well, I thank the Lord for each of you being on Bible Storylist land this morning. I say good morning again. Like I said, God is faithful. He worked out every detail, every prayer that was prayed on behalf of Bible Storyland this morning. I thank God for it. So this is the day the Lord has made, and he's allowed us to be alive in the land of the living. He's allowed us to hear his voice clear this morning. He woke us up. We didn't wake ourselves up. Our alarm clock didn't wake us up. But the Almighty God woke us up. So today, let's give our King great praise, great praise, great praise. 1 Corinthians 6:20 says, we are bought with the price. Therefore, glorify God in our bodies and in our spirits and our souls, which belong to God. God's Son, Jesus, gave his life for us. He paid a high price for our lives. He gave us his life willingly. He died for you and you and you and you and me. And the least we can do is live for Jesus, who gave his only life for us. Part of living for Jesus is giving him honor and praise. So let's worship our God this morning with joyful praise, joyful songs, songs of deliverance, songs of praise, songs of honor and gratitude unto our King. Well, we have Minister Donna Hawkins with us this morning from Paducah, Kentucky. I thank God that she's faithful to come on Bible Storyland. Good morning, Minister Hawkins. She's going to be ordained this morning. She's going to tell us about it.
Good morning, Minister G. How are you today?
I'm wonderful, wonderful. I'm looking at the sunshine outside.
Yes, ma'am. It is so nice here. I tell you what, last week it was in the 60s a few days when we woke up, so it was really nice.
In 60s, woo!
Yes, 60s. It's nice, nice. Well, let me tell you this.
Go ahead.
We had a few days of pre-installation service. On Wednesday night, Washington Street Missionary Baptist Church was our special guest, and Washington Street Church is the mother church of all Missionary Baptist churches in this area. So they came to help us celebrate on Wednesday. We had a wonderful service. Oh, my goodness. His message was that if you're not willing to work for the Lord, you need to go home. Oh, he worked it. He was talking about Gideon with the size of the army. God doesn't need a whole lot of folks. He just needs some faithful folks who will do what he says do. And
Amen.
Then on Thursday night, we had House of Hope, and that's the newest church here in Paducah. And they were wonderful. The pastor is Reverend Michael Pryor, and he gave us a formula. The formula was PHPM equals J. And that was Pastor Hawkins plus Macedonia equals Jubilee. And he worked with the scripture that was talking about the celebrations that takes place every 50 years. So he's letting us know in Macedonia that it's our season. And if we'll let the Lord work, he will work. And then on last night we had praise and worship service. We had friends from all over the city to come and sing. We had praise dancers, and my nephew came with his spoken word, and we had choirs and soloists. Oh, my goodness, we had a wonderful time in the Lord on last night. But we've just been celebrating. Now, tomorrow is the actual installation service, and that's at 3:30 tomorrow, Mount Moriah. That's my home church, and Reverend Dr. Calvin Cole and the congregation will be there to celebrate tomorrow at 3:30. So keep us in prayer. We're looking for a good time in the Lord.
Amen, amen. We will.
Yes, ma'am. So today I'm singing Oh, How I Love Jesus.
Amen, I know that's right. Go right ahead.
Yes, ma'am. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its word. It sounds like music in mine ear. The sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first love me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ooh, yes, indeed. I love that song. That was in my spirit early in the week. Oh, how I love Jesus. You know he first loved us, and he proved it. You know, we say we love Jesus, and we just sit and do nothing for the Lord. But how love is proved? By doing. It's an action word. So I thank God that Jesus loved us, and he allowed us to love him. And the Bible says that we are to love the Lord thy God with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and we are to love each other like we love ourselves. So thank you, Minister Hawkins. Tell us a little bit about the installation today. I know you're having it. What time? Is it tomorrow?
It's tomorrow at 3:30, so keep us in prayer.
All righty. Thank the Lord. Amen. Well, we have our cousin on with us this morning, Jackie Travis, Jacksonville, Florida. Last week she was in Paducah, Kentucky without me. So I'm a little sad about that, but I'll get to go there soon. I know. Not in the cold weather. Hey, Jackie, how are you? You on? You got your phone on mute, Jackie? Can't hear you. She got knocked off, but she'll be back on. Jackie Travis. Well, we have Karen Itell on with us from Houston, Texas. Karen, can you play another song? Hold on, Jackie's back. Let me see. Then I'm going to let you play a song for us right after Jackie, Karen. Morning, Jackie.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I saw some people that you knew yesterday that you know. Karen and Miss Ruth Joyner.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, Miss who?
Miss Ruth and Karen. I gave them your phone number and your number to the radio. They might be on here today.
Oh, my God. How are they?
She lives in Morse Manor. She's doing great. So I told her about the radio.
I've been thinking about Karen a lot.
Yeah, she's doing great. She's taking good care of her mom over there.
All right. Amen.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear about it. I wish I was in Paducah, Kentucky right now at my cousin's installation service. Wish I could have got in on all that praise. Because Sunday they had great praise down there last Sunday. It was great. I thought I was back home in Bethel. So
yeah,
it was great.
I hear you.
Trying to get in here to ramp right now.
All righty. So y'all going to be singing together, Pastor Huggins and you?
Yeah. If you want to let Karen go head on, that'll be fine.
All right, Karen, you ready? What you going to play, Karen?
Karen is on.
Karen, you there? I missed your phone, Karen.
Are you talking to me?
Yes. Can you play a song of praise this morning? Jackie will be back on shortly.
All right, do it.
What are you going to play? Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Karen. All right. Well, Jackie, you there yet? She'll be back. Well, we have a surprise guest on. She's been on many times. We all love her on Bible Storyland and you too. Her name is Gloria Dean Charlotte. She's going to play two praise songs for us this morning. Good morning, Gloria Dean.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing good, praise God. I'm glad that everything's working with the computer and everything, you know.
I knew that
prayers were going forth. That's why it's back on, praise God.
And that's the Lord. I'm like,
amen.
I started at 8:30 trying to get the computer on. People were saying, have you tried this? Have you? I tried everything I knew. I said, Lord, it's in your hands. I can't do it. And all of a sudden, it flipped on.
Amen. Okay. So I'll go on. I'll get to the piano. Give me time now.
Okay. Take your time. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing. We are certainly glad in it. We serve a faithful King. He is the Lord of Lords. And guess what? He knows your name. Woo! Isn't that exciting? That the King of Kings know your name, the one who made the heavens and the earth. He knows your name. And guess what? He even gave you your fingerprints. He knows your voice. When you say, Lord, I call on you today. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Lord, you are King. Lord, you are Shepherd. He knows who you are. You are not a secret to God. He knows you. He created you. He made you. So we got to give him honor and praise. This is Joyful Praise Day, and we are joyfully praising the Lord. We started out with joyful praise this morning, praising him for his faithfulness on Bible Storyland, because if it had not been for the Lord on our side, oh, my God, I don't know where we would be. Oh, we'd be in trouble. But I thank the Lord this morning for what he's done on Bible Storyland. I see Bishop David Bryan on here this morning. I was on his prayer line last night, and I mean the praises went up. We were praising the Lord at, up to about 12-something last night. So I thank the Lord for him being on. Amen, amen. Gloria Dean, let us know when you get ready.
Yes, can you hear me well?
I can, very well.
Oh, okay. Thank you. So this, I'll be doing these two songs. This first song, the one that the Lord gave me, this song, the words, and I had a friend, Reba. We got together, and she helped to get two other verses to go with this song. So I'm going to do this today, along with another song.
What's the name of it?
And for his pleasure were we created.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Say it again.
Hallelujah. Lord, are worthy.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I tell you what, we have
thank
a
you.
Church this morning. I praise the Lord for all of the wonderful songs that's been sang.
Hallelujah. Glory
yes,
God.
You know what? When we're heavy, burdened down, sometimes it's hard to praise. But if we could
yes.
just break through the burdens and say, Lord, we adore you. We bless you. Just turn in the Psalms and just saying, you know, just read the Psalms. And Jesus will wash every heavy burden away. Of course, we were created for his pleasure. He put a purpose on the inside of us, and we will fulfill that purpose. So I thank the Lord for those two songs that the one the Lord gave Sister Glory Dean. You know, he gives his children good gifts, and that's a gift, that song that he gave her. Thou art worthy to receive glory, for we were created for his good pleasure. I turn to Revelation. He said 4:11, and it says, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Hallelujah. His word is awesome. And then, you know, today is Joyful Praise Day. We got to praise God like never before. So we are praising him, honoring him. Look what he did this morning on Bible Storyland. My computer would not even move. It was froze. He unfroze it. He said, okay, you're going to start on my time today. But he worked it out. He, you know, he his ways are higher. His thoughts are higher. We don't always understand. But he does things, you know, for his good pleasure. And I thank the Lord for that. And, you know, we heard some awesome, wonderful songs this morning. I thank the Lord for the songs that's gone forth this morning. All the wonderful songs. Oh, how I love Jesus. For his good pleasure we were created. This is the day the Lord has made. Jesus is King. And he will wash all of our burdens away. Not some. He gonna wash them all away. Watch him. Watch him. Wait on him. Wait on the Lord. He's gonna renew our strength. Yes, he does it daily. He's a good God. And he is faithful to us. Oh, my God, this is the day the Lord has made. We are rejoicing. We are glad in it. Well, we got Jackie and Pastor Huggins on. Good morning again, Jackie. Y'all ready?
Good morning, Sister G. We thank God for just another day. We're sitting here talking and talking about the Lord right now.
Amen.
So we're going to sing Walk With Me.
Woo, hallelujah.
You want to sing it? We're going to sing that one. Ready? Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. While I'm on this Jesus journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. Hold my hand, Lord. Please hold my hand. Hold my hand, Lord. Please hold my hand. Well, while I'm on this Jesus journey, I want Jesus to hold my hand and guide my feet, Lord. Please guide my feet. Guide my feet, Lord. Please guide my feet. Well, and while I'm on this Jesus journey, I want Jesus to guide my feet. You walk with my mother, please walk with me. You walk with my mother. Please walk with me. And While I'm on this tedious journey, and I want Jesus to walk with me. Amen.
Oh, amen, amen, amen. Can y'all sing one more? One more.
Oh, Lord. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine, Lord. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All in my home, I'm gonna let it shine. All in my home, I'm gonna let it shine, Lord, all in my home. And I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Shine for you and I, Lord. I'm gonna let it shine. Well, shine for you and I. I'm gonna let it shine. Well, shine for you and I, Lord. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Well, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Amen.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh, we gotta let it shine in our households. We gotta let it shine in our neighborhood. We got to let it shine everywhere we go.
Yeah.
Well, I just received a text, a disturbing text, and it said, pray for Ambra. The doctor says she's going to die. She's in ICU. Now, I'm not sure who Ambra is. I believe it's this lady's granddaughter. But I'm going to ask Minister Donna Hawkins to pray for Ambra this morning. Are you still there, Minister Donna?
Yes, ma'am. You want me to tell me again? Tell me the name.
Ambra, A-M-B-R-A. They said she's in ICU. The doctor says she's going to die, but we decree and declare she's going to live. I believe it's a child, if you could pray for her.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Ambra. Are you ready right now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Gracious Lord, we humbly bow this morning, thanking you, Lord, for waking us up and allowing us to see this day. Lord Jesus, before I ask you for anything, Lord, I thank you for what you've already done, Lord, because you have been good to us. But right now, Lord, I'm asking a special blessing for Sister Ambra. Lord, you made her. You know all about her, and you know what's going on in her body right now. You even know the number of hairs that she has on her head, Lord. And, Lord, we know that you have the last say on everything. So, Lord, if it be your holy will, we ask you to touch her body, heal her body, Lord. Lord, we do know that you are able. We know that you can, Lord, and we believe that you will, Lord. Lord, there will be a healing. Sometimes the healing comes on this side, and sometimes the healing comes on the other side, Lord, but you will heal her. So, Lord, we're just leaving everything in your hands, Lord. Lord, we're praying for her family. We're praying for strength for her family, Lord. Bless her family. Bless the doctors and nurses who are attending to her needs, Lord. Give them the wisdom and knowledge so that they will be able to treat her, Lord. Lord, we are standing on your promises. Your word says we have not because we ask not. We're asking this morning because we need you, Lord. Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know. If God was withdraw thyself from me. Whither shall I go, Lord? Lord, I thank you that we can come to you with everything, Lord. Lord, we can leave all of your burdens on us, Lord. Lord, we can cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us, Lord. So, Lord, I'm asking a special blessing for Sister Amber. Bless her, Lord. Keep her in your care. We love you, Lord, and we thank you in advance for what you're going to do, Lord, because no matter what, Lord, you're going to get the glory out of this situation. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for hearing and answering prayer. It is in your precious name that we pray, and for your sinless sake, amen, and thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen. Bishop David Bryan, I got you off of mute. Could you pray for Amber as well? Good morning, Bishop.
Hello. Hello.
Good morning, Bishop. How are you?
The Lord is good. How are you, Sister G?
I'm doing good. Could you pray for Amber that's in ICU also this morning?
Yes, yes. Lord, I touch and agree with Pastor Hawkins. Right now, in the name of Jesus and Sister G, God, we pray in the name of Jesus. I know you are a God that heals. I know you are a God that answers. So, God, as me and Deacon Betts sit on my porch, we touch and agree. But, Amber, right now, in the name of Jesus, you've done it for me. The doctors gave me up and you brought me back. You've done it for others. Now, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you touch Amber right now in Jesus' name. Bless her family, God, in that, and let them be encouraged, God. Let their faith go out, Father God, for we walk by faith and not by sight. So touch now, and we believe you. We love you for it now, and we thank you for the results. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you. We agree with the prayers, Father God, that have gone forth for Amber. And we thank you, Lord God, that Amber shall live and not die and declare your works, O God. And, Lord, we rebuke the enemy who's coming against her body. We bind up any infection in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, any disease, we say get up and go right now in the name of Jesus. You are not allowed. You're trespassing in her body. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for Amber's health and strength. We thank you, Lord God, that you are there in ICU. In the name of Jesus, you say whatever we ask in your name, believe in, you will grant it. So we believe that Amber's going to get off of her bed of affliction. She's going to take up her bed and walk. And I believe she's going to be a testimony to all of us, oh God. But, Lord, we leave the care of Amber in your hand. You know that life and death is in the power of your almighty hand. So, Father God, we speak life and life abundantly to Amber right now. There's no distance in the spirit. But, Lord, whatever your will is, allow it to be done for Amber in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen. Well, today is Joyful Praise Day. We remember and praise our God. Every word of God is pure. And, you know, God is a shield to those who put their trust in him. So we're trusting God to doing some things in our lives we've been waiting for. Our speakers today are full of the word. They're from Jacksonville, Florida. They're mighty warriors of the Most High God. The lady that's going to speak along with her husband is my spiritual daughter. I tell you what, she is a prayer warrior. Oh, she's an intercessor. She's one of those cunning, skillful women in prayer. They minister the word together. They teach the word in their home to other people and in the church building. They are busy, on fire for the Lord. They are continuously consulting the Most High God for the body of Christ and for our nation. We welcome to Bible Story Land Ministers Horace and Latrina Bell. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How y'all doing?
We're blessed.
Amen, amen. They're grandparents of these two precious darling girls, Precious and Gary L. And they were over here the other day, and, oh, I had so much fun with them. I just enjoyed them. And Brother and Sister Bell went to a garage sale recently, they said, and she saw something that would be good for Bible for Gantling Family Daycare Home. And she said, that's going to be for Sister G. And I said, okay, I'm going to come pick it up. She said, oh, no, my husband got to bring it in the truck. said they bought several pieces for the children, a chalkboard with the, you know, all kind of things, like a little storage connected to it. They brought a little sink and another little cabinet, and oh my God, and people have just been giving to Bible Storyland toys and books and puzzles and tables and chairs for the little ones and little bitty things that make noises. I'm going to let you hear this one right here. Someone gave me last Saturday after I got off of Bible Storyland. This is what... So that's one of the little gifts they gave us, and that's like a little helicopter. They gave us fire engines. I mean, so many gifts people gave us over the past few weeks and months. And lady came over and brought a slide, a little slide for the backyard, little things the children can play with. So we are highly favored and highly blessed. And we thank the Lord for everything that he is doing on the behalf of Gantling Family Daycare Home. He's moving mountains. He's opening doors. So I praise the Lord. So good morning again, the Bell family. Thank
good
God
morning.
For you all.
You
there?
Yes. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, good morning to everyone, and we enjoyed the praise and worship service so far and everything that has taken place. And I won't be before you long. I just have a couple of things that was on my heart and that I would like to share about a joyful praise and what does joyful praise, you know, mean to me. And when I get out of it, you know, in Psalms 98:4, it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, you know, make a loud noise. You know, you get joy and, you know, in praising God, it should bring something to you, a peace about circumstances. Just like this morning, the radio wasn't able to operate properly, but we began to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, begin to, you know, tell him, well, God, you know, we're doing your work. We're about your business today, and so we need you to stand in the gap for us. We need you to make a way for us to be on this Bible Storyland. So we had to make a joyful noise unto him. We had to say something. We had to put some action to it. We just couldn't just sit still idle and not let this thing happen. So, you know, when you're making a joyful noise, that means it's something you take pleasure in doing unto the Lord. And then I thought about Psalms 100, it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Shout! Sometimes when you shout to the Lord, everything is okay. Just make a loud noise, or a shout. It's a praise. It's a way of just praising him. And it's a way of just surrendering at times when you know, if you just shout, giving everything over to God, realizing that, you know, he's going to take everything under control. And another way, when you're making a joyful noise unto the Lord, you're telling God that I understand your word. I understand your commandments. I understand, you know, what your peace would do, what your joy would do for me as a whole. That means you're depending and trusting God for everything, with a joyful praise. And you know, everything that you're doing is such a calmness about yourself that, you know, you depend on God. You know that's where your help comes from. If something comes up and you're troubled about it, you know, you can begin to sing praises, joyful praises unto the God, unto the Lord, clapping your hands, you know, even humming, beating the drum, just different things. But, you know, that's where your help going to come from. And my all-time favorite scripture that I stand on no matter what is Nehemiah 8:10, for the joy of the Lord is my strength. That's where I get my strength from, when I realize there's circumstances going on all around me, but I know the Lord will give me the strength that I need to go through whatever the situation, whatever the circumstances that come up. That's my all-time favorite scripture because he is my strength and my joy. So I'm going to turn it over to my husband at this time and let him carry on.
Well, glory to God. God is good. Amen. Sometimes God make us think about him more than what we are really thinking about him. And glory to God. It wasn't so much as the devil doing it, God getting us together, getting us ready to do this. Joyful praise, amen, amen, glory to God. But we do thank God for being God, he's God alone. He don't need any help, glory to God, but he told us to ask him. And we just give him honor, glory, and praise, glory to God. I'm going to get right on into the scripture. In Psalms 19, glory to God, verses 7 through 11, listen to what it says. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing, glory to God, hallelujah, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. God wants us to know that he is to be glorified. I believe the Bible said from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. So now I believe that when we praise him continually, we don't have time to be worrying about things, glory to God, because when we praise God, the devil has to step back. When we don't acknowledge the devil, then we are acknowledging God. Don't be so, hallelujah, mindful of what the devil is doing, but be mindful of what God is doing. The devil, glory to God, you have authority over him, so you can tell him, get thee hence behind you, but you use the glory of God, the power of God, and when the anointing come upon you, the devil has to move, because even he can't stand in the praises that we give to God. Hallelujah. And then in Psalm 24, verses 1 through 5, it tells us that the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the flood. That's something to be joyful about. Glory to God. Sometimes we think we don't have anything to thank God for it or to be joyful about. Glory to God. When things seem like it's down, and seem like you've gotten into a glass house all by yourself. You can't see anybody. Nobody wants to talk to you. Nobody wants to be around you. You can't hear what you want to hear. That's when you need to call on the name of the Lord. Glory to God. And he will lift up a standard against the enemy, and you shall receive the joy of the Lord. And I believe the joy of the Lord is our strength. So when we start feeling weak, we should start praying, glory to God. When we feel like things are not going our way, we need to pray, glory to God. Even when we can't meet our bills sometimes, glory, hallelujah. Then we start thinking about the goodness of the Lord and all that he's done for us. And glory to God. Even as I'm talking, I'm mindful of the song that says, I won't complain. Oh, we sing the song, glory to God, but then we turn around and forget the song, because when things start happening, we start talking about what's happening instead of lifting up the name of Jesus. Glory to God. When we call on him, he will hear. Listen to verse 3. Psalm 24, verse 3. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Glory to God. See, we already have the promise, glory to God, of salvation if we hold fast to glory to God, to God. Now, hallelujah, and we realize that he has given his son to save us, glory to God, and we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and saved us enough, glory to God, to be thankful for it. We can praise him for it. And then, glory to God, anytime something do happen, you can just start praising him. You can shout hallelujah, or you can dance, glory to God, let your feet begin to move. Sometimes you just walk around in your house and just start praising him. Don't think about what's going on. Just start praising him, even if you have to close your eyes. Glory to God, and don't see nothing. Just close your eyes and just meditate on the Lord. Not so much as not saying anything, but when I say meditate, you're thinking about the goodness of the Lord. You're thinking about all the things that he's done for you. You know he's done it for somebody else, and I believe if he did it for them, he'll do it for you. But we have to know how to make that joyful noise unto the Lord. We have to know how to praise him when things are going rough, glory to God. But if we trust in the Lord with all our hearts, lean not to our own understanding, he will bring us out, glory to God. He'll take us through, because he wants us to be prosperous. The scripture says, he wishes above all things that we prosper and be in health, even as our souls prosper. So we have to know how to lift him up and to praise him, glory to God. In Psalm 34, glory to God, here's another one that tells us what we should do. Verse 1 through 4, it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. let us magnify his name together, or let us, oh, hallelujah. Verse 3 says, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. And glory to God, we've been talking about, hallelujah, how to praise God, how to lift him up, how to think about him, think of the goodness of God, hallelujah. And then when you ask him for something, glory to God, when you ask him to do something for you, when you tell him you need something, glory to God, he will fix it for you, or he will give it you. If you faint not and don't doubt, but believe that he will do it, you can go around praising him, knowing that he is going to meet your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He promised, and all we have to do is keep his promise. If we keep his promise, glory to God, he'll keep his promise. So God is not like a man. Man will tell you one thing and do something totally different, but you got to remember that you got to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Listen to Psalm 37. Verses 1-3. No, we don't have to fear. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Don't worry about what they're doing. God's going to cut them off. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Don't worry about how much they got and what they're getting. It seems like you're praising God, you're worshiping God, you're serving God, and they got more than you. Don't worry about that. That's going to soon pass away, but you're going to live forever if you trust in the Lord. Glory to God. Listen to verse 2. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. So see, God is letting you know you don't have to worry about them. They ain't going to be here long. Trust in the Lord, hallelujah, and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Glory to God. He shall bring it to pass because he promised. And if you pray according to his word, if you do like he tell you to do, you can't go wrong, and he will, glory to God, bring it to pass for you because you're showing him that you trust him and you believe what his words say. And when you do that, you don't have to fear, glory to God, but just praise him, because the righteous will be with God. And as we read earlier in the 19th chapter, the word converts, glory to God. So when we began to pray, we began to praise him, we began to glorify him, we began to lift him up. People hear sometimes. You don't know how far your voice goes out of your house when you get in the spirit and begin to praise God. Sometimes somebody might be walking by and they're here and they just stop right there. And you, as you praising God, they're listening, glory to God. And as they go on down the road, then later on God will bring that back to their spirit, glory to God, will bring it back to their remembrance, and they remember what you said. Sometimes, hallelujah, especially in apartment complexes, people need to hear you talking to God, and they'll think you crazy, but glory to God, when something go wrong with them, they'll either come to you or they'll start saying some of the same things that you said, because they realize that you are being blessed no matter what they're thinking, glory to God. Now, in Psalm 94, glory to God, I might be rushing, but I'm trying to get this point over there. When we praise God, hallelujah, I believe there's a psalm we used to say, when praises go up, blessings come down. So you don't have to be sitting around crying and wondering what's going to happen. Trust in the Lord. Glory to God. Psalm 94, verses 8 through 11. Glory to God. Listen. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when ye be wise. He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastised the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teaches man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. God promised, and he's going to do it. There's a scripture that says God watches, he sit high and he looks low. He's watching over his word, glory to God, to bring it to pass. So when we began to give him that joyful praise, glory to God, there's another psalm that says, oh, that the children of men will praise the Lord. Sometimes we can't get children to praise the Lord. And even though we are also children of the Lord, no matter how old we get, glory to God, as long as we are saved, born again, knowing that God is our Savior, we are his children. Glory to God. I believe the Bible said we are also the sheep of his pasture. So we got a lot to be thankful for, and we can make joyful praise to God. Sometimes just you, maybe somebody else with you. You just start clapping your hands and say, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. You can praise him going down the street. A lot of people say, don't praise God while you're driving, but I believe if he's in control, he got you. Glory to God, nothing can happen to you. Glory to God, because he will make you aware and he will show you things that are about to happen that you will be, hallelujah, you'll be ready for it, and glory to God. And I believe that he'll even make a way of escape for you when you trust in him. Glory to God. Sometimes traffic stops so quick, you don't even realize they're stopping until it's almost too late. And when you put on brakes, sometimes them brakes don't work good. Glory to God, have that car spinning around or going off to the side. Then you start calling on the name of the Lord out of a pure heart, glory to God. And then, hallelujah, he calls it to stop, glory to God. And you just say, thank you, God. Jesus, I thank you. Lord, I thought I was going to have an accident, but God, you reached down, glory to God, and you caused this stop, this car to stop. You caused it to behave, glory to God. Then you filled my heart with joy, and I began to praise you. And I believe when God hears the praise of his people according to his word, he inhabits the praises of his people. So continue to do joyful praise. Continue to praise God, because no matter what happened, you can still get, I believe the verse say, in all things give him thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. We're going to go through something, glory to God, but we're not alone. We're never alone. No, never alone, because we're going to trust in the Lord always. And as the scripture said, and again I say, trust in the Lord. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen, amen. What a word. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and he shall bring it to pass. Oh, my God, I thank God for the Bell family. As my daughter spoke this morning, make a joyful praise unto the Lord. And she talks from Psalms 98 and Psalms 100 and Nehemiah. She says it's her favorite about strength from the Lord. And we all need strength in this hour. We can't make it without God's strength. He has to strengthen us. He is the strength of our life. He is our hope. And as her husband continued to talk, Minister Bell, his whole talk was about trusting God. This morning, like he said, we had to trust God to bring the computer up. We had to trust God for the radio to come on. We had to trust God this morning for everything to come to pass. So I thank the Lord this morning for everything, for the word. He talked in Psalm 34 about we will bless the Lord at all times. We were blessing the Lord this morning. We were saying, Lord, we need you like never before. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you for the Bible storyland. So I thank God for their prayers. Even when, you know, we couldn't get on the computer, they prayed it through. All of a sudden, it flipped on. I said, thank you, Jesus. Then he talks from Psalm 37, one of my favorites. You know, fret not thyself because of evildoers. Psalms 37:3, trust in the Lord and do good, and thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself. There it is right there. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Commit thy way. You know, sometimes we don't want to commit our way. We trust, and we say, oh, yeah, we trust you, Lord. But we don't want to commit our ways. We don't want to give up who we are and commit to the Lord. So we got to commit our ways to him. Trust in the Lord and do good. And then he read in Psalms 94. So I thank the Lord for the word that went forth this morning. Joyful praise. We are joyfully praising the Lord this morning. We are continually, morning, noon, and night. And I thank God for the prayers that went up for Amber. I'm waiting for her grandmother to, you know, let me know what's going on there. If you all would continually pray for Amber today, throughout the day, if you remember, pray for Amber. Salvation is necessary, for without salvation, where would you spend eternity? David said, I was born in sin from my mother's belly. We need to be free of our sin nature. We need to be saved and live for God. Romans 10:9-10 says, confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead on the third day, then you shall be saved. So I thank God this morning. Is there anyone online who needs salvation? Press 1. We'll walk you through the plan of salvation, because in this hour, 2015, You turn on the news, you say, oh, my God, you will run into the presence of the Lord. You will live in the presence of the Lord. You will realize that I need a Savior today. I need a Savior every day. How did I ever make it without the Lord? If it had not been for the Lord on our side, we don't know where we would be. My God, we are grateful to be in the land of the living every day. Backsliding is a thing of the past. Press forward, not backward in God. Run after God. Hunger for God. Like David, he said, he thirsts for God. Like a deer that thirsts for water. So we have to continually seek God's face. And when we're saved, we can't move backwards. We can't put it on rewind or back up. We got to move forward in God. Because every day when you look at the news, somebody's dying, somebody's killed, hideous crimes going forth. So we got to trust in the Lord like never before. He is the one who offers salvation to people. So we thank God that he does it with loving kindness. He knows how to draw us. So it's testimony time on Bible Storyland. Anybody got testimony this morning? Testimony, press one. I gave mine about the goodness of God, how he's given so much to Gantling Family Daycare Home, how he gave me my license. And so we got some spaces open for children. Got any children, grandchildren? We're taking children from 2 years old that are potty trained up to 5 years old that are not in school. So call me, or give the people my number, as we are waiting for the children. We got two coming on Monday, so we're waiting for more. Thank the Lord. Testimony time. Don't just think about your testimony. Press one and say it out loud. If you don't press one, if you're not already on, I want to know you're talking. All right. Nobody have a testimony. Well, I thank God for Pastor Donna. She gave her testimony. And also, you know, about the week that they've had praising God and different speakers. And she's going to be ordained. Hallelujah. We praise God for that ordination that's coming forth. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Pastor Donna Hawkins, your daughter, whom you ordained before you placed in her mother's belly. You called her forth. Oh, God, you put that purpose on the inside of her. So, Lord, as she's ordained and you've been faithful to her, I know she's faithful to you, Lord God, and will continually be so. Lord, guide her, direct her as she leads your people into righteousness, oh, God, as they are transformed, not conformed anymore because of the word that she will bring forth in her mouth, oh, God. Oh, God, we just bless you and we honor you and we thank you for what you're doing for Pastor Donna Hawkins, in the name of Jesus, your servant. In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, I just got some sad news. Ambra passed away, so her mom needs our prayers. I'm not sure, like I said, who Ambra is, but she did pass away, so we'll pray for her mom. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for Ambra's mom, that you would give her strength to move forward. And you, Lord God, Father, you are the author and finisher of our faith. You are the one true and living God who can console us. And so, Father, we thank you this morning for what you're doing for Ambra's mom, Ambra's parents, her whole family, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, strengthen them like never before. Help them in what they have to go through to prepare, Lord God, for this child's home going, oh, God. And we just honor you, and we thank you for hearing our prayers. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, it's prayer time on Bible Storyland. Press 1. Have a prayer request. Prayer request time. Anybody got prayer requests? Is anyone on this morning? I don't hear anybody. Y'all still on?
Minister G, I'm on, and I would like to request prayer for my mom, Valerie Newsom, and for my mother-in-law, Martha Hawkins. And let me tell you what, Amber is all right. Amber has just made a move that all of us will make. She just went a little bit before we, and she is in the hands of Jesus. Amber is all right, but we will pray for strength for her family. But we know that God is able, and he doesn't make any mistakes. None of us know how long we have to live, but while we are living, we need to, first of all, make Jesus our choice. Choose him as our Lord and Savior, and then we need to be a blessing to somebody else, too. So I thank God for Amber's life, and yes, we will pray for her family, for their strength.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Hawkins. I appreciate it. All right. Anybody else? Prayer request. Press 1. All right, we're going to be praying soon in just a minute. Got any more prayer requests? Press 1.
Yeah, Carita, be praying for some friends of mine at church that need prayer.
Okay. Thank you, Karen. Anybody else?
Just Carita?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Oh.
Yeah, Gloria Dean, I got you. I hear you.
Pray for my family and all other families, you know, around the world, that they have a closer walk, that they have a walk and a closer walk with Jesus Christ.
Amen. Thank you. Anybody else? Prayer request, press 1. All right, hold on. Someone just press 1, 813. Hold on, please.
Hello. Good morning. I'm just,
good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Praise God for being on the line this morning. I'm just requesting prayer for my aunt Judy. She has high blood pressure and diabetes. She is going through really bad with her legs, but also she's getting ready to have surgery on the 20th. They've scheduled it. They had to push it back already because her eyes were so clouded that she could not have surgery. So I'm just praying God's will to be done in that situation. And another friend of mine, Miss Neal, her son called me or texted me and said that she had 3 strokes this past week. So I'm praying for her, lifting her up that everything will be, you know, okay. And just for me and my children, I have 3 boys, so pray for us that, you know, God continue to give us strength and help us as we move forward in some things. And I believe that's it. Thank you very much.
Okay, and what's your name, sister?
It's Aisha.
Aisha.
Yes,
all righty. Thank you for being on, Aisha.
Yes, ma'am. God bless.
God bless you, too. All right, anybody else? Prayer request. All righty, well, we're going to start praying this morning. Minister Bell, y'all still there?
Yes.
Okay, Minister Bell, can you pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins and her mother-in-law and her mother, Mother
yes,
Newsom,
ma'am.
Mother Hawkins and their family. And then Latrina, if you could pray for Jackie Travis, her husband. She take care of patients, and also Pastor Huggins. And then I'll pray. Okay, Pastor Bell.
Father, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you in the name of Jesus. We thank you because you're God. And besides you, there is no other. You say, I am the Lord that healeth thee. God, we thank you. We even cast our cares upon you because you care for us. And we just thank you for sitting high and looking low, God. We know that you know all that we are going through. But even in all that, God, we still say thank you. But we realize that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And we thank you, glory to God, that you know and you will deliver. You said, we believe and doubt not in our hearts. Whatsoever we ask, we shall receive. And God, we just thank you. You say you wish above all things that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prosper. God, hallelujah, God, even strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength, God. And we thank you, God, for the job. Glory to God, the care. Glory to God that the minister is doing, God. Bless her and strengthen her in it, God. Strengthen her mother, God. Strengthen her family in the name of Jesus. And God, let them trust in you. Glory to God. And hallelujah. And whatever is coming against them, God, let them count it all as joy. Glory to God. And I believe as we count things as joy, glory to God, in the praises, glory to God, that we give up, send up to you, God. You inherit the praises of your people. Then shall you bring forth joy. Then shall you bring forth the nighttime as the day. You said, hallelujah, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. So, God, we ask that you will bring forth joy, the peace and the strength that we need to go through our daily activities, God. And we're going to trust you to bring it to pass. And we thank you, we praise you, and we glorify you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord God. We just praise you. We magnify your name, God. We lift you up. We give you praise this morning. We thank you for everything that's gone, that's taken place so far, Father God. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I lift up my precious sister, Bishop Hutchins, and their family, Father God. Lord God, for you said in your word, for we know not what to pray for, but the Holy Spirit make intercessions for us through moans and groans that cannot be uttered. So, Father God, as I stand in the gap for them, Lord God, you know what they stand in need of. So, Father God, I'm asking that you meet every monetary need right now in the name of Jesus, every physical need right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Healing in their body, Lord God, a renewed mind, Father God. Whatever they stand in need of on today, Lord God, we ask that you, we know you're able to do it. We know you're able to meet the need according to your riches and glory. So, Father God, as we stand in the gap, Father God, for these precious people, Lord God, realizing that you got all power in your hands, Lord God. You can speak to a situation and it'll turn around just like that, Father God. It don't take long for you to do anything. So, Father God, we thank you for being the head of their lives, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for moving on their behalf, Father God, for the petitions that they have made inwardly, silently, that only you know about. So, Father God, we thank you for moving quickly on the behalf of your precious children on today, Father God, concerning the need that they stand up on today, Father God. So, Lord, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I ask a special prayer for the Bishop, the Hutchins, right now, Father God. Move in the name of Jesus for him right now, Father God. Let the healing virtue flow right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Move every blockage, every obstacle, everything that's blocking, move it out the way, Father God. You said speak to the mountain. We speak to the mountain now and tell it to be moved and cast into the sea. Father God, we thank you for moving every obstacle that's in his way that's been blocking him. Chains are broken. Shackles are being released in the name of Jesus. No more hindrance. Lord, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus for moving on his behalf. Father God, we thank you for placing him in your ark of safety, Lord God, a hedge around him, keeping him safe, Lord, Father God. Give him traveling grace and traveling mercy as he go to and fro, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you. I praise you for what you're going to be doing, for what you have already done for the Bishop Hutchins on today, Father God. Lord, I bless you. I thank you for what you're doing, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Father, we continually bless you and we honor you. We thank you for Minister Stacy, who's not on with us today, Lord God, and her husband, her three children, Andrew, Jabria, Bianca. We thank you for all the families that come on Bible Storyland, the ones that are on today, the ones that usually come on, oh God. We ask you to walk with them, talk with them, be a lamp and a light to all of our pathway. And, Lord, we lift up Karen's friends at her church, Lord. We ask you to lead and guide them by your Holy Spirit. And, Father, we thank you for Gloria Dean's family, Lord. I thank you for her children, her grandchildren, her seed and her seed in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you for all families in the name of Jesus. A closer walk, Lord God. And, Father, we thank you for Aisha, who's on with us today, Lord God. And we ask you to bless Aisha and her family like never before. I thank you for the request that she made, Lord God, But, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for Aisha and all that you're doing and all that you're about to do for her. I thank you for her faithfulness to you, and we are especially grateful that you are faithful to Aisha. You will never leave her, never forsake her. We bind up any downcast spirit, and we thank you for strengthening Aisha, Lord God. We lift up our Aunt Judy, oh God, and we thank you, Lord God, that you will be there for the surgery. You will guide the doctor's hands like never before. And we lift up Mrs. Neal, who had three strokes, in the name of Jesus. And we bless and honor you, and we thank you for what you're doing in everyone's lives, oh God. We thank you that you are the healer and you are the comforter, oh God. Oh, Lord, we ask you to comfort Amber's family in the name of Jesus. Strengthen them, oh God. Do a mighty work in them and at our home going, Lord God. Let people's souls be saved in the name of Jesus. We bless and honor you, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Jackie, we did pray for you. You had some other requests? Jackie? Can't hear you. All right. Well, it is closing time on Bible Storyland. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. We honor our family. We honor families this morning on Joyful Praise Day. We thank God for he is our Lord. I love each of you. You know God loves you even more than I can ever love you. So we are waiting on the Lord. I look forward to hearing from you next Saturday. It will be Children's Day. Join us live or either later to join us live. The number is 1-619-789-4313. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, and a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. And don't forget to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, and strength, and to love each other like we love ourselves. I love y'all. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.